Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Good morning to you. It is a Thursday. I hope it's a thirsty Thursday, a thrifty Thursday, a thoroughbred Thursday,
a triumphant Thursday.
Yeah, I know, but I was looking for the alliteration with the th. So it's going to be a thoroughbred Thursday.
A thimble Thursday. I don't know.
Sounds great. For me, it's going to be a grocery store Thursday because I'm headed to the store. Actually, I was telling Jay this. I meant to go to the grocery store Wednesday morning on the way home from work, but I was kind of zoning out because I was tired after flipping the schedule and coming back from the honeymoon. That I took the regular route home and completely forgot and didn't realize until I was more than halfway home that I'd missed the turn to go to the grocery store. So instead, I'm doing it this morning. The Hubs was very sweet. He went to our local grocery store instead of going to Walmart, which is where we do most of our grocery shopping. So I'm doing that this morning. And I just was showing Jay the photos of the two local favorites that we ate in Hawaii that, as much as they were supposed to be snacks or smaller meals, they turned out to be some of our favorites. The shaved ice, which is a local favorite and has a great reputation. So everyone had told us you must go get original Big Island shaved ice. It's an enormous dessert. It's well worth the $12 that you pay for it. So I just showed Jay the photos. I'm going to put that photo up along with the photo of the pancakes from the Hawaiian style cafe in Waimea. Whoa. Also enormous. In fact, I love pancakes. We had not eaten anything that morning, so we were really hungry. They were fresh. They were hot. They were delicious. I could only eat half. That's how big the pancakes were. I could only eat half of what was on my plate. So we ended up taking the leftovers with us and using them for a breakfast later in the week. But the one regret I have for food, we had our nice Saturday date night, the last Saturday before we returned. I told you about that freshly caught fish that I had. He had actually shrimp pasta, and the shrimp was fresh as well. We also did a Hawaiian-style barbecue up on a ranch where it was local beef for prime rib. It was all you can eat. It was awesome. And we were up on top of a mountain about 5,200 feet up, gorgeous sunset. And it was prime rib, barbecue chicken, mashed potatoes, sauteed asparagus, a very fresh and tasty green salad with homemade dressings, lots of desserts that were homemade, s'mores because we were on a ranch. There were horses and cattle, and it was amazing. Beautiful. Yeah. So that $85 we paid to go to the barbecue well worth it because it was all you could eat. Oh, there were rolls, lots of fresh rolls, ube rolls. In fact, there's ube everywhere in Hawaii. But we thought that was worth it. We liked the setting because there are about 70 people there. You sign up, they do it once a week. You go, instead of going to a luau, you go to a Hawaiian barbecue. Anyway, those two meals were probably our favorite, in addition to the 604 Cafe that was near Pearl Harbor. Otherwise, we kind of struggled to find restaurants that, you know, that weren't either limited menus or that were way out of our price range. We did, though, find something called L&L Hawaiian Barbecue, which is a fast food place. And it's like their local barbecue beef and chicken, pulled pork, if you will, but Hawaiian barbecue. So we went a couple times and we got a family meal there because we figured that we would eat it over the course of a few days. But it's the two of us standing there, and the young woman behind the counter gave us quite the funny look when we asked for the family meal that would serve 3 to 5, and then giggled. We laughed like dummies because we knew it was just for the two of us.
Yeah, I know what I ordered.
Yeah, she looked at us funny. Anyway, that was great. The one recommendation we got from a bunch of people, local people, so Hawaiian natives, said you must try the Loco Moco. We found out what it is. We thought, yeah, that sounds amazing. And we meant to. We just never did get around to it. So even on the final morning, as we're packing up and getting ready to head to the airport, we were thinking, should we just run down and get one? And we didn't. We had a bunch of food in the fridge we had to finish. So a Loco Moco, Jay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
It is two hamburger patties on rice with eggs on top and then a local gravy.
Wait. Wait a minute.
Two hamburger patties topped with fried eggs on a bed of rice with gravy. Now, to my understanding, their gravy is mostly a white gravy, so it's not like what I would use on Thanksgiving, but it's a thicker white gravy, more like what they would use in the South.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Maybe it's something that you would do like on with grits and gravy. But yes, it's two hamburger patties topped with two fried eggs on a bed of white rice covered with gravy.
This sounds tremendously up my alley.
Right. I knew.
Is that a breakfast? Is that a lunch?
I think you can eat it for anything. We thought about doing it for breakfast the final day, and we ended up not doing it. And that's our big regret now. We even thought about, should we get it at the airport? But we thought it would bankrupt us. And at this point, we're out of money. Yeah. We had to come home from the honeymoon because we were out of money. Anyway, we didn't get a Loco Moco. I don't know if we'll ever go back to the Big Island. Maybe we will just to get a Loco Moco.
I just looked it up.
Of course you did.
Oh, my goodness.
Does it look delicious?
It looks amazing.
Yes.
It's exactly how you described it. Mm-hmm. It's a hamburger, two hamburger patties, fried egg, over a bed of rice, and some sauce, gravy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to make this.
Yes, you could try, except it probably wouldn't be Hawaiian style.
No, I'll never get the rice the same as they're going to get it. I think that's the key.
It's just white rice, I think.
It's got to be sticky, I think.
Oh, it's very sticky.
Right? I can't get it like
that. My gosh. We had a bunch of rice left over. We're still eating in the final 12 hours because every meal comes with big time rice.
I need this.
All right,
and this is all over the place?
Yeah, we saw it
like
on a bunch of different
menus.
Like a
poutine in Canada kind
of deal? A what?
Like poutine in Canada? Like
it wasn't as popular as Spam in Hawaii, I'll tell
really?
You that much, but... So, yeah, we weren't expecting to have a bit of a struggle with the food. We ended up eating at the Airbnb. We would buy local meat in the grocery store and veggies and fruits. The pineapples. We bought pineapples in the grocery store. They were amazing. Sweetest pineapple I've ever tried. Also, the avocados were 4 times the size of the avocado that you see in the United States. Humongous. Bob took a picture of an avocado that filled up the palm of his hand. It was that big. It was. So I might have to share that photo as well. So our struggle with food, we didn't find as much fish and seafood that was affordable or in the stores as we thought we might. But we did have, like I say, our one Hawaiian barbecue adventure, which was awesome. Our one date night to a bar and grill that we were able to eat fresh caught fish and a lot of grilled veggies, and that was really good. And then we did some of the local kind of Hawaiian barbecue flair. But I can tell you what, if I lived there and all I ate was Hawaiian barbecue and white rice, I would be enormous. There are lots of fruits. We had lots of fruits, but the vegetables weren't as readily available.
What do they call it? Aloha style? Aloha lifestyle, something like that.
Aloha lifestyle. Loco Moco, baby.
I'm enthralled with these pictures of this Loco Moco.
All right, cool. Yeah, so now you want to go to the Big Island just so that you can eat Loco Moco.
I think I need to.
Yeah. So sprinkling a few of the stories from Hawaii, I'm going to share some photos as I get to it. People are asking about the dolphin photos. I swear that I'll share them at some point. But probably on tomorrow's show, we'll do a little more of the Hawaiian story since it's ending the week and it's not quite as busy on the playoff schedule. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page. David says it's a throat punch Thursday. No. We're not Mike Tyson around here. That's what Tyson and Jake Paul are doing right now, a throat punch Thursday. Nah, it's a throaty Thursday. No, it's a thrilling Thursday. Got it.
God, that word don't even exist. Old. This is just a new time, a new thinking period in our lives.
A new thinking period. I like it. It's a thrilling Thursday here on After Hours
it's
with Amy
one,
Lawrence.
The fun just begun.
I missed the press conference with the two of them. Didn't they do some type of an interview or press conference together?
They did, yes.
Was it interesting?
I mean, they're going to be fighting, I guess. Or boxing. It's interesting. They said some words to each other.
Okay, whatever. I guess I'll get excited when it gets here. Isn't it in July?
I forgot, actually. It's on Netflix because I was streaming all night.
Oh, that's right, because everything's streaming now on Netflix. Speaking of that, the NFL has announced its two Christmas Day games will stream on Netflix. It's a three-year partnership. And I did a CBS. Oops, not CBS. I did an Odyssey Sports Minute. I did a Sports Minute about it. Whoopsie.
It's not even a minute either.
Right. It's 25 seconds if I do it the time that's allotted to me. I did a Sports Minute on this. The NFL is doing this with or without us. The NFL and other sports leagues in the U.S. are streaming with or without us because it's a relatively new and fresh and I would say untamed revenue service. It's all about the bottom line. Is the NFL hoping that you will engage in this journey, that you will launch forward into the grand trending world of streaming? Sure. They're hoping that they'll be able to flex their muscles to Netflix and Amazon Prime and Peacock and Yahoo and Apple and whoever else is watching and say, hey, look, we brought you new subscribers. And I'm sure there will be a bump, more than there would be with any other league. But I don't know about Netflix. Probably not a significant bump because so many people in this country already have Netflix. There was a bump with YouTube when the NFL Sunday Ticket moved to YouTube. So they got that bump. The NFL would love to be able to say, look what we brought with us. We brought a million new subscribers, right? A lot of these subscription services have plateaued. They're not getting that same increase in subscribers anymore. You listen to the news, the economic reports. A lot of these services they've leveled off because people have kind of maxed out on what they can afford. So the NFL is hoping that there's a bump, just the power and the draw of the National Football League, but it doesn't matter because they're taking the money anyway, right? These streaming services are hoping that's the case as well, but they're willing to pay up front before they see the new subscriptions because the NFL is a cash cow. The Amazon Prime numbers the first year, so far below what the NFL can get in terms of viewership on network TV, but that's not what matters to the NFL. It's the revenue. So yeah, the league would love it if you would engage in this journey together with us, but the NFL is going with or without us. And they're setting a tone and they're kind of exploring this space even more boldly than some of the other leagues. So what we're asking you is, now that Netflix has been added to the fold, will you continue to subscribe to new services so that you can watch Christmas Day games, Christmas Eve games, playoff games here or there, Thursday night package? Or will you find a different way to watch which doesn't take money out of your pocket? On Twitter, we've put the show question up at Amy After Hours or my Twitter, and then also on our Facebook page. We've taken a few calls about it, some I didn't really understand. 855-212-4227. Drew in Rochester offered us his Netflix password, which is
just you.
All right, which was very kind of him. I don't think the Netflix police can throw you in jail for sharing, but they might cut you off, Drew. But I will definitely consider it because I'm not adding any more services. I can't. My husband and I, we're kind of at the max of what we can add on to our cable. We have a pretty good cable deal. So we pay cable and internet just over $100 a month. I'm happy with it. Obviously, I have the ability to watch NFL Network, so I can get some of these games after the fact. NFL Plus is a great tool. They condense the games so that you can watch essentially every big play of each game in 45 minutes or fewer. So there are other ways you can follow the games if you don't mind watching them live, or you don't mind missing them live, I should say. They obviously still have games on Westwood One, which is our corporate partner. Also, local radio and sometimes local TV broadcasts. So there are other ways. But if you have FOMO, well, the NFL is hoping that you'll have FOMO and you won't want to miss out on what is the biggest Christmas gift that you could ever ask for, an NFL doubleheader.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
The NBA is ticked, as in get off of our holiday. It's a new version of get off our lawn. Get off our holiday. So you can answer that question, and we'll keep that up, those posts up throughout the day on Thursday. One team has now made it into the Final Four in the hoops and hockey postseasons.
Jason Tatum deep on the left side. White sets the screen. Garland can't slow Tatum down, so he drives down the middle of the floor. Over the shoulder, kick out, corner three. Al Horford.
And turn around, sent some over there to the bench. I might be old, but there's still fire in there.
Tatum, long cross court. Jaylen Brown drives around Strus. Handoff. Al, two more.
You kidding me?
11-point lead. Celtics by 11. Tatum steps to his left. Quick three. Got it.
Cleveland.
A 13-2 run. It's in the hands of Tatum. Morris down in his defensive stance. Tatum moving to his left. Pushes Garland away. Zips it under the basket in the dunker spot. Waiting is Drew Holiday. Lays it up and in. Timeout, J.B. Bickerstaff. But they are running out of real estate. 2:15 to go in game five. Celtics by 14.
Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell. I got to tell you, this is kind of funny. I'm sure Sean won't mind. When I started the show by joking about the NFL schedule release and how I tried to watch it, but for 30 seconds, that was all I could manage. It was so mindless that I went back to basketball. He sends me a text. NFL schedule release, ? Come on, it's the postseason. So Grandy was listening to the start of the show, and then I said to him about a half hour later, hey, I just played your highlights. So he knows that we did get to the Celtics. Yeah, the Celtics against the shorthanded Cavaliers, this game in Boston. With my apologies to Jason Tatum, who nearly had a triple-double, really the determining factor in this game was the old dude. We love old dudes in sports. They're in touch. They're very much cognizant of their own sports mortality. And here is Al Horford, just a couple days shy of his 38th birthday, going out there and setting the tone. Now, this is coming off the bench. And yes, you heard the three-pointers. Honestly, I'll just tell you the truth. There are days and games, like earlier in the series, when the Al Horford a three-point attempts that go horribly wrong over and over and over again. I think he was 0 for 10 in the two games in Cleveland.
Yikes.
They make me cringe. I just want him to stop shooting from beyond the arc. It's not like you're Steph Curry and eventually the rhythm comes back. No, these are empty possessions. That's not your best skill that you can offer to the Boston Celtics. He did hit a half dozen last night. The crowd got really fired up. But mostly it was about the fact that he'll do anything to win. He's the oldest guy out there, and he's throwing his body around for a loose ball. He's setting his teammates up. He's rebounding with guys who are 15 years younger. He's defending anybody that he's asked to. He brings an energy, an intensity. He brings kind of that dog mentality, much more blue collar. And I love the leadership of Al Horford. And so a great game for him. He had 22 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists, and then a half dozen three-pointers. And apparently only LeBron James and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar are other NBA players who've ever had these types of numbers at his age.
It feels great because we won. So that's the only satisfaction I get out of it. You can have a game like that, and if you don't get it done, you know. But I'm happy because I was able to help the team, you know, win this game.
Al leads instrumentally, not much of a talker. Tonight you saw, you know, his gift. His gift is just passion, inspiration, toughness, competitive nature. And, you know, obviously those games are tough, right? You're, the other team is fighting for their lives, and you're trying to play as hard as you can. And you know, you don't want to make mistakes and you know, whatever the case may be. But that's who Al is as a person. You saw his personality. So I thought he was tremendous. I thought he started it for us, and all the guys responded well.
So, yeah, a series that maybe would have looked a little different, maybe goes another game if the Cavaliers aren't shorthanded. No Donovan Mitchell in last night's game. The Celtics, I didn't think they played their best game of the playoffs so far, but Al Horford certainly did. And sometimes when you have a team that's as good as the Celtics, as deep as the Celtics, that's really what it's all about. Joe Mazzulla, by the way, he reminds me a little bit of Mike Malone last year when he got salty and tired and a little bit cranky, would add choice words to his post-game press conferences even when the team won.
Everybody wants to win until it's really time to win, because then you up and do a bunch of you don't want to do. So the guys, credit to them, they consistently do that, and we just have to keep that up. Every game's gonna be different, every series is gonna be different, regardless of who we play. Is gonna be different sub patterns, different matchups, different lineups. Just gotta do it, and the guys did it, so credit to them.
Does he sound happy to you?
What a bad press room, by the way.
Mike Malone just got sarcastic and salty and cranky.
Soft.
The deeper they got into the playoffs, even on their way to a championship, I think the lack of sleep is just the nonstop question.
We're some greedy bastards, baby. We're some greedy bastards.
Joe Mazzulla kind of feels like he's in that space. Third straight Eastern Conference Finals for the Celtics. Will they get back to the NBA Finals? It's crazy to think about because it feels like they're always involved, but they've had some playoff disappointments. Haven't actually won a title since Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen going back to 2008. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. As for the Cavaliers, the reports right after the game that they're fond of J.B. Bickerstaff in the front office there, but they're not sure that he's the right guy for them moving forward. In fact, the report from Adrian Wojnarowski is that they will consider the options and they will take some time to think about J.B. Bickerstaff. Of course, he was asked about his job security and whether or not he wants to remain in Cleveland following the loss.
We've continued to build this thing the right way. Every single year we've improved, you know, continued to get better, you know, play in, playoffs, went around. Players have gotten better. Guys have had great years. You know, this is definitely a place I want to be.
So he does want to stay. And again, they're fond of him, whatever that means. They like him as a person, I suppose. There's also a lot of talk and speculation about Donovan Mitchell and his future and that he may not be back in Cleveland. I don't think it's quite gone the way that they expected when they brought him on board. So we'll see where they go from here. It feels like the Cleveland Cavaliers, even though they've had some success and they've seen some good moments and some progress, are a little bit like the Cleveland Browns if they change it up again. Constant change equals constant losing. And the Browns fans, Cleveland sports fans, know it well. When you're always changing, front office, coaching staff, superstars, you know, your top players, different free agents. And I get that there's an element of that that is part of sports every year, but their core continues to change. You cannot win that way. You can't compete with the teams that have the consistency, that have a core that's played together, that have the wisdom, the experience, and the continuity. You're always going to be fighting for second place or coming up short if you're constantly changing. It's one of the reasons why, for instance, the Patriots for 20 years were so dominant. It's one of the reasons. Because that core and that relationship between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and the core pieces, that was intact. Think about the Kansas City Chiefs now. Andy Reid, most of his coaching staff, though they've changed coordinators, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. I mean, you got a core that's intact and you stick with that system and that culture, and you're a lot farther down the road toward winning than the teams that are constantly changing and starting over and hitting that reset button. The Celtics have that now. Can they capitalize this year? But back in the Eastern Conference Finals for a third straight season. We got vintage Luka last night, and one major change from the MVP candidate himself. He'll tell you about it. We also talked to our friend Mike Leslie from WFAA in Dallas about both the Stars and the Mavs being one win away from the conference finals. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Luka on the move. Luka to the block. Bench scoring. Foul! 3-point play chance for Doncic.
And he's starting that open mouth scream to whoever he makes eye contact with in the crowd. When you see that, you know good things are happening.
Lively out the screen to the right. Luka goes that way. Luka bumps in and shoots a little runner and hits it. And he is on tonight. Washington left wing threes. Long and left. Rebound tipped out by Kyrie to Luka. 27-footer. Good!
And the stare and that head nod to the crowd. 31 for Luka. You wanted a bounce back game. You got a bounce back game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
A triple double for Luka Doncic as the Mavericks get the upper hand against the Thunder by winning on the road in Oklahoma City last night. 31 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds. 41 minutes despite his injuries, and I got to tell you, the elite passing is actually what really caught my attention in this game. I think in the first half alone, they had 4 to 5 alley-oop dunks that made a statement. Uber aggressive in this game. Chuck Cooperstein with the calls on the Dallas Mavericks radio network. Had a chance to catch up with Mike Leslie of WFAA. He's the sports anchor for that TV station. I actually did start out by asking him, what's the bigger story in Dallas right now? Is it the Mavericks? Is it the Stars? Both of those teams are within a game of conference finals. Or is it the Cowboys schedule release? And he said, with his apologies to the Cowboys, it's actually the Mavericks and Luka Doncic. And this was vintage. This looked a lot more like the MVP Doncic that I talked about most of the regular season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, just bringing back a couple of questions with Mike because it's good stuff. Luka made a major change last night, right? He'd kind of struggled in this series. But post-game, he mentioned joy. He wanted to play with more joy. He wanted to focus on basketball solely. I asked Mike how much he saw of that with Luka last night.
That was the entire thrust of the night for Luka, was to play with that focus, with that joy, with that ease from a mental standpoint, and not get roped up in a lot of the other nonsense. I mean, shoot, I was talking about it with one of my coworkers at WFA down here in Dallas a couple games ago, and I was like, man, if you charted every single time that Luka Doncic drove to the hoop against the number of times that he then followed that drive to the hoop with a complaint to the official, it might be 93% of the time. Like, it's almost every time he goes to the hoop, he's calling, hey, I got hit. Like, and again, this is where I go back to, Mavs fans have been just like, Luka, just play. Just forget all that and play. And to see that tonight was a really good thing. I think more than anything, forget the fans, for just for Luka. That was a really good thing for him to be able to find that and know that he can go to that place.
What should the Thunder expect in that arena on Saturday as the Mavericks have a chance to close out and get back to the conference finals for the first time since 22?
It will be crazy at the AAC on Saturday. There's no two ways about it. That building, honestly, the loudest I have heard that building in these playoffs, this is going to sound a little strange, the loss to the Clippers when they were down 31 and came all the way back to lead that game but ultimately ran out of steam and lost, Kyrie Irving went on a little spurt middle of the second quarter and kind of jump-started that run to get them back into that basketball game. And it was the most surreal thing because it was like the crowd knew, hey, something just started, and they went bananas. The AAC can get pretty loud. The Mavs fans, Stars fans too, but Mavs fans, the volume with Mavs fans is a little different, and they're going to be pretty fired up on Saturday with a chance to go back to the West Finals.
You mentioned Kyrie, so before I move on to hockey, he did re-sign with the Mavericks after that trade last year. Certainly has been quiet around him, meaning not a whole lot of publicized, talked about drama. How do you think he fits there now after a year?
I think he's incredibly comfortable with this team and within this organization. He has found something that clearly he was not finding in stop after stop before getting here. And I don't know what the shelf life of that is. That may be a permanent thing. I don't know. He seems very comfortable right now. I know there have been times where, you know, things have gone sideways on him, either of his own making or otherwise. So there's still a little bit of wait and see for me on that, but he does seem very at ease. And you listen to him talk in the post-game press conference, and he's very introspective and thoughtful about himself and about this team and where they're going and how they're starting to coalesce as a group. And he just seems at ease. And again, I don't know what the shelf life on that is and if that, you know, has any permanence to it, but at least right now he seems incredibly comfortable.
Well, we know with some athletes, when they are comfortable and happy, it makes for better production. I do think he was wise in mentioning the shelf life with Kyrie Irving because, yeah, there's always a honeymoon period wherever he goes, and then sometimes that wears off more quickly than others. I'm certainly hoping that my honeymoon period is longer than what Kyrie's was with, say, the Brooklyn Nets or with the Boston Celtics.
Boston hates you.
So more of that conversation with Mike Leslie about the Stars and the Colorado Avalanche. They broke out with three goals in the third period last night to put that game away. Cale Makar, Nathan MacKinnon getting on the board in a big way where they'd kind of been quiet in the series with Dallas. But now they got to go back to the Avalanche and Denver for game number six. And so could we see a game seven in that series? Has the tide shifted between those two? I did also ask him, is there one game on the Cowboys schedule that stands out? And his answer is kind of funny. So you can check that out on our podcast. We post the link every weekday morning on both Twitter at Amy After Hours, as well as on our Facebook page. All right, coming up, some of your, I'll say, grouchy reaction to the NFL using yet another streaming service to broadcast regular season games on Twitter, on Facebook. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. Glad to have you with us on a Thursday morning. I know I can't be complaining about how it's been a long week because I started this week in Hawaii, but I'm not even sure what day it is, having come back and trying to readjust and get reacclimated. I almost was late to work last night because I got my times mixed up. Don't ask. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Guest.
It's changing faster and deeper. Consumers are moving off of pay television services and going into digital streaming services and platforms. And we as the NFL have to be able to reach our fans there.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's the voice of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. And I like how he frames it, that in order for us to keep up with the times and the trends, we need to move our games to streaming. I'm sorry, that's dumb. Maybe for every other league like the NBA, who knows that younger people are not watching their games on TV. Younger fans are not watching their games on TV, instead choosing highlights on YouTube or TikTok or other social media platforms. But with the NFL, you put it on TV and people watch, period. How many people watch the draft this year? And that's not even a game. It's freaking springtime. It's
schedule yesterday.
Off season. Yeah, I mean, I tried to watch the schedule release and the mindless win prediction totals, and I could only manage for 30 seconds. But anything the NFL touches turns to gold. And so it doesn't matter where you put your games on TV, people will figure out a way to watch. But what many of you are telling me is that the streaming services, you're kind of priced out. You can only manage so many. And that's the case in my household, too. I think that's the case for a lot of American families. The idea, of course, is to attract younger viewers and younger fans who are cutting the cord. But it's not the case that you have to move to streaming. Otherwise, the NFL fan or the NFL won't be catering to its fans, right? The NFL fans will be left unserviced. That is not the case. We know because the ratings, the viewership, they continue to go up, 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 which is why the NFL can charge astronomical prices to be able to put their games on particular networks and to sell these rights, these broadcast rights to various networks and streaming services. 855-212-4227 is how you can reach us. Also on Twitter, A-Law Radio, plus on our Facebook page. Rajiv is in California. What do you think, Rajiv?
Hey, how you doing? First of all, welcome back. We missed
Thank you.
It was definitely kind of, here on the West Coast, it was kind of hard to stay awake, you know, when you're not around. And when you're around, it makes it a lot easier. So I'm definitely missed your voice. But talking about these streaming services and everything, it's like, yeah, I have like basic cable. When I heard that you said you were paying like close to $100 a month, I was just curious, who's your provider? Because I'm paying close to $300 a month and I don't have any movie stations or anything. I have Xfinity and just two DVRs.
Gotcha.
So it's craziness.
Right, so I limit myself to one DVR. I only pay for the cable on the one TV, and it gets a workout. My DVR is almost always full, but I have Verizon.
Yeah, same here.
Right, I have Verizon, so I pay for, I get my phone through Verizon as well as my cable and my internet, but I recently cut crazy enough, I was the last person on the planet who had a landline. I cut my landline because it was...
My parents still have a landline. Yeah,
it was $25 a month and we just didn't want to pay for it anymore. So yeah, I'm not paying for like a full package that gives me everything, but I do have the most of the sports channels that I need. For instance, I don't have NHL Network. Sometimes I don't have MLB Network. So I don't pay for every single sports channel. The rest of the stuff I have to get offline. Or online.
Yeah, I get some of those basic, like I get the NFL Network and NHL. And as you said, like last year, like whenever Amazon had the games, we would just wait until they had rebroadcast later on the NFL Network, and that's how I'd sort of catch that.
Yeah.
And then also yesterday when you were talking about like the WNBA and how many people were watching because of Caitlin Clark and how many people would be able to name other teams, that was the first time I ever watched a WNBA game, and it was because of her.
Nice.
And if you had asked me to name teams otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to do that before then. And then just in terms of your quickly jumping to your trip to Hawaii, you mentioned about like going to like Pearl Harbor and then like also the pineapples, right? Sweetest pineapples you'll ever have, I have to agree with.
Yes.
And I was curious, out of curiosity, is the Arizona still leaking oil? Because I've been years ago. To see it, and they had an oil slick.
Right, they did mention that in the past. So there was a movie that they did in their theater where they mentioned having had to deal with that in the past. But according to the movie, it's not an issue anymore.
Ah, okay, got it. But yeah, no, I'm glad that you had a great time, and kudos to Bob for remembering May the 4th, so I'm glad that you found something.
That's right.
You.
How about that? I'm the Star Wars nerd, and 2 years in a row, he's given me a gift on May the 4th. What is wrong with me? I picked a good guy, though, didn't I? Yes.
You did. So glad to have you back, and I'm glad that you had a wonderful time. I can't wait to hear the rest of your stories.
Oh, good. I appreciate that, Rajiv. Good to talk to you.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye.
Joe is in Birmingham. Joe, what about you?
Morning, Amy.
Morning.
Tell that guy go to YouTube TV. It's a whole lot of YouTube. No plugs to them, but I'm not going to go chase him. I like the NFL, but I'm not going to go chase him on all these other channels. That's ridiculous, to be honest with you. I'm not going to go get Amazon, Netflix, Peacock. That's just too much to chase around.
So do you have any of the streaming services?
Yeah, I can get them all on YouTube, but I'm not going to go chasing around and pay for the extra bounce that I have to. I have the NFL Network on there in the red zone, but I'm not going to go chase Netflix and Peacock and all that.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, I have a few. Sorry, we're kind of a tough listen with the sound quality. I have a few of them. Paramount, which I love. Amazon Prime, which I use not only for my shopping, but also for various shows that we like. And then I do have a Disney Plus account that I have access to. Otherwise, that's pretty much it. My husband wants YouTube TV for college football, so he subscribes and then unsubscribes and then unsubscribes so he can follow his beloved Longhorns on Longhorn Network. But otherwise, that's pretty much it. That's kind of our cap. So I'll be using, I mean, I get every game on SiriusXM, the local broadcast, or Westwood One, who I also love.
Yeah, your husband, the Longhorn Network, go. That's the FBC network now.
Gotcha. That's true. Good point. Anyway, he'll adjust, but that's why he gets YouTube TV every fall, is so he can watch the college football games at a market.
There you go. You have a good one, Amy. I used to listen to you when I got off at 2 in the morning. Now I'll go in at 5 in the morning, but now I can hear you again.
All right. Good to keep you company. Let's talk to Lou in San Diego. Lou, what do you think? You're our last caller.
Oh, well, Amy, thanks for taking my call. What I want to know is if Netflix is going to play the NFL games worldwide, because over the weekends, I live in Mexico, and I want to know if it's going to stream or if it's going to pull a region situation where it's not going to be available. That would be my biggest, that would make me very angry because I actually got Peacock and it doesn't work in Mexico.
Gotcha.
So I never got to see that game, so... It would be a waste for certain subscribers that want to watch the games.
True. Good point.
You can't watch the game that actually want to watch.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I don't know the answer, like, for all of the streaming services. I'm not sure if they're all available internationally, but I will tell you this. It's not going to be an issue with Netflix, at least with this Christmas Day deal that's done for these next 3 years. It's Christmas Day games only. And so we're talking about a Wednesday Christmas in 2024, Thursday in 25, and then Friday in 26. And so at least initially that three-year deal that they've signed, unless they expand it, is just for the Christmas games, which would fall on weekdays.
Yeah. Well, and I had one more question. I never got to know, I, since I'm a truck driver, sometimes I'm sleeping, I can't listen to your show, and I'm sorry for that. But when okay. I do, I never got to know if you guys ever made it to Tacos El Gordo when you guys were in Vegas. And that was my big advice for you guys.
That's one a good question. Many. Thank you. I appreciate that, Lou. Good to talk to you. We're just about to hit the top of the hour, but I will answer. Producer Jay, we ended up making it to the hot dog place,
we went
right?
To Dirt Dog.
Dirt Dog. We actually had part of our video. We did Dirt Dog. We never did make it to Tacos El Gordo.
It was so far.
That's right. Like,
that was
the issue.
We decided to make the trek to Dirt Dog instead. We got to pick one.
Yeah, we didn't have a vehicle, so we were doing rideshare everywhere or walking, and it became just kind of off the beaten path. There were a bunch of restaurants that we didn't make it to that people suggested. By the way, I heard this on the way into work last night, Jay. The Mirage is closing.
What?
Yeah, the Mirage, one of the original major strip hotels, is closing. They're actually going to tear it down and replace it with a Hard Rock Vegas. And a giant guitar on top.
That's kind of cool.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
I'm at the nail salon.
What?
I'm at the grocery store.
What?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma.
Yay!
Trip to Texas. So go to traveltexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.